This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Tevatiapine XR, modified release tablet. Active ingredient, S. quetiapine fumarate. This leaflet provides important information about using Tevatiapine XR. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Tevatiapine XR. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Tevatiapine XR? Tevatiapine XR contains the active ingredient quetiapine fumarate. Tevatiapine XR belongs to a group of medicines called antipsychotics. Tevatiapine XR is used to help correct chemical imbalances in the brain. It is used to treat conditions such as bipolar disorder, an illness of in which there are sustained mood swings either up, mania, or down, depression. During mania, patients experience episodes of overactivity, elation, or irritability. During depression, patients may feel depressed or guilty, lack energy, lose their appetite, and have trouble sleeping. Recurrent major depressive disorder, an illness where depression is longer lasting and or more severe than the low moods everyone has from time to time due to the stress of everyday life. It is thought to be caused by a chemical imbalance in parts of the brain. This imbalance affects your whole body and can cause emotional and physical symptoms such as feeling low in spirit, loss of interest in activities, being unable to enjoy life, poor appetite or overeating, disturbed sleep, often waking up early, loss of sex drive, lack of energy, and feeling guilty over nothing. Generalized anxiety disorder, where patients have excessive anxiety and worry. Schizophrenia, an illness with disturbances in thinking, feelings and behavior. You may find it helpful to tell a friend or relative that you are suffering from these symptoms and ask them to read this leaflet. You might ask them to tell you if they think your symptoms are getting worse or if they are worried about any other changes in your behavior. What should I know before I use Tevatiapine XR? Warnings. Do not use Tevatiapine XR if you are allergic to quetiapine or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, especially the following: heart or blood vessel problems, or a family history of heart or blood vessel problems including low blood pressure, stroke, problems with your circulation, or any condition that affects blood flow to the brain, problems with the way your heart beats, or a history of heart attack, liver problems, diabetes, or a family history of diabetes. Patients with diabetes, or who have a higher chance of diabetes, should have their blood sugar checked before and during treatment with quetiapine modified release tablets. Epilepsy, seizures, or fits. Dementia, or related behavioral disorders, especially in elderly patients. Low white blood cell count. Sleep apnea, a condition where you stop breathing for short periods during your normal nightly sleep. Urinary retention, a condition where you can't completely empty your bladder. An enlarged prostate. A blockage in your intestines. Increased pressure inside your eyes, or glaucoma. History of alcohol or drug abuse. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known if it is safe for you to take it while you are pregnant. However, if you need to take it during your pregnancy, the doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking it with you. It is recommended that you do not breastfeed while taking it, as it may pass into breast milk. Children. Quetiapine modified release tablets are not recommended for use in children. There is not enough information on its effects in children. Elderly. Quetiapine, as with other antipsychotic medicines, is recommended for use with caution in the elderly and is not approved for treatment of dementia and behavioral disturbances. In clinical studies with this group of medicines for the treatment of dementia and behavioral disturbances in the elderly, have suggested an increased risk of cardiovascular adverse events including stroke, and increased mortality risk for elderly patients has been reported. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with tevatropine XR and affect how it works. Phenytoin, or carbamazepine, medicines for epilepsy. Medicines for high blood pressure, including diuretics, or fluid tablets, or heart conditions. Lorazepam, a medicine used to help you sleep. Medicines used to treat anxiety, depression, mood swings, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, or other mood disorders. Medicines for fungal infections such as ketoconazole. Some antibiotics such as rifampicin and erythromycin. Thyridazine, an antipsychotic medicine. Medicines used to treat Parkinson's disease. Stimulants such as amphetamines. Glucocorticoids-medicines used to treat inflammation. Medicines for human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. Medicines that have anticholinergic, muscarinic effects. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect tevatropine XR. How do I use tevatropine XR? How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how many tablets you will need to take each day, and how long you need to take it. This depends on your condition and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. Quetiapine modified release tablets are usually started as a low dose that will be increased by your doctor. Your doctor will recommend a dose especially for you. This will depend on various factors including your age, condition being treated, other medical conditions, e-liver problems, other medicines you are taking, and how you may react to quetiapine modified release tablets. Your doctor will monitor your condition and may change your dose depending on how you respond to it. Your doctor will use the lowest dose for the least amount of time to keep you well. Your doctor may have switched your treatment from quetiapine immediate release tablets to quetiapine modified release tablets. Your doctor will generally prescribe you a once daily dose of quetiapine modified release tablets, which is equivalent to your total daily dose of quetiapine immediate release tablets. Your doctor will tell you how many tablets you will need to take each day. Follow the instructions provided and use tevatropine XR until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take tevatropine XR? Tevatropine XR should be taken once a day, at approximately the same time each day. It should be swallowed whole with a full glass of water. Do not split, chew, or crush the tablets. It should be taken without food. If you forget to use tevatropine XR, tevatropine XR should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much tevatropine XR, if you think that you have used too much tevatropine XR, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using tevatropine XR? Things you should do. Patients and caregivers of patients need to monitor for any worsening of their condition and/or the emergence of thoughts of suicide or suicidal behavior or thoughts of harming themselves, and to seek medical advice immediately if these symptoms present. Before your doctor starts you on quetiapine modified release tablets, your doctor may want to take some tests, e.g. blood tests, blood pressure, weight, or height measurements. These tests may help to prevent side effects. If you plan to have surgery that needs a general anesthetic, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking it. If you become pregnant while taking it, tell your doctor immediately. If you need to have any medical tests, including urine drug screening, while you are taking it, tell your doctor. It may affect the results of some tests. Be sure to keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Call your doctor straight away if you have any of the following suicidal thoughts or other mental or mood changes. Thoughts or talk of death or suicide. Thoughts or talk of self-harm or harm to others. Any recent attempts of self-harm. Increase in aggressive behavior, irritability, or agitation. Worsening of depression. Occasionally, The symptoms of depression may include thoughts of suicide or self-harm. These symptoms may continue or get worse during the early stages of treatment until the effect of the medicine becomes apparent. All mentions of suicide or violence must be taken seriously. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using tevatropine XR. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly. Do not take it to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar or they have the same condition as you. Do not take any medicines that cause drowsiness while you are taking it, unless recommended by your doctor. Things to be careful of. If it makes you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint, be careful when getting up from a sitting or lying position. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. Quetiapine may affect the way your body reacts to temperature changes. Avoid getting overheated or dehydrated. Do not overexercise. In hot weather, stay inside in a cool place. Stay out of the sun. Do not wear too much or heavy clothing. Drink plenty of water. Keep warm in cool weather. This medicine may be affected by grapefruit juice. Avoid drinking large quantities of grapefruit juice, driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how tevatropine XR affects you. Tevatropine XR may cause dizziness or sleepiness in some people. Make sure you know how you react to it before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are dizzy or sleepy. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Combining quetiapine and alcohol can make you more sleepy or dizzy. Your doctor may suggest you avoid alcohol while you are being treated with it. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. Keep it in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Store your tablets in their original packaging to protect from moisture. Follow the instructions in this leaflet on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Gut-related. Weight gain, increased appetite, dry mouth, upset stomach, constipation, indigestion, vomiting, mainly in elderly or children. Sleep-related. Feeling sleepy. Feeling weak. Abnormal dreams, nightmares. Irritability. Heart or lung-related. Shortness of breath, difficulty in breathing and/or tightness in the chest. Fast or irregular heartbeats, palpitations. Other. Swelling of the hands, ankles, or feet. Runny or stuffy nose, particularly in children. Blurred vision. Muscle pain or swelling or weakness. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Related to the reproductive system. Breast enlargement, unusual secretion of breast milk. Long-lasting and painful erections. Symptoms of high sugar levels. Passing large amounts of urine. Excessive thirst. Increase in appetite with a loss of weight. Feeling tight, drowsy and weak. Depressed, irritable and generally unwell. Heart and body temperature. Rapid heartbeat. A sudden increase in body temperature, with sweating, or a fast heartbeat. Skin, immune and infection related. Widespread skin rash that may include blistering or peeling of the skin, often accompanied by flu-like symptoms, fever, swelling of the face and or swollen lymph nodes, painful, warm, or red lump under your skin, often under your chin, on your neck, groin, armpit, or behind your ear. These symptoms may also be associated with changes in your blood, egg white blood cell increase, as sometimes seen in allergic reactions, or liver function. These are some of the symptoms of potentially life-threatening conditions called Stevens-Johnson syndrome, SJS, toxic epidermal necrolysis, 10-man drug reaction with eosinophilia and systemic symptoms, DRESS. Severe allergic reaction may include severe difficulty in breathing, shock, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, skin rash, hay fever, or you may feel faint. Signs of frequent infections such as fever, chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Flat and red skin lesions, or substantial hemorrhages under the skin, purpura. Muscle-related. Difficulty in speaking. Difficulty swallowing. Abnormal muscle movements, including difficulty starting muscle movements, shaking, restlessness, or muscle stiffness without pain. Worm-like movements of the tongue, or other uncontrolled movements of the tongue, mouth, cheeks, or jaw which may progress to the arms and legs. Combination of fever, very marked drowsiness, muscle stiffness, marked increase in blood pressure, or heartbeats and reduced consciousness, a disorder called neuroleptic malignant syndrome. Gut-related. Severe upper stomach pain, often with nausea and vomiting, particularly in patients with other risk factors such as gallstones, alcohol consumption and/or increased levels of certain fats within the blood. These are symptoms of pancreatitis, blood, or liver function. Changes in blood fat levels such as cholesterol, or triglyceride, blood sugar levels, blood pressure, thyroid hormone levels, white blood cells. These can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal. Brain/mental alertness. Falling, feeling dizzy, or faint on standing up. Very marked drowsiness. Reduced consciousness. Fainting, particularly in children. Fits, seizures. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What tevatiapine XR contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Quetiapine fumarate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Microcrystalline cellulose. Sodium citrate. Magnesium stearate. Hypromalose. Macrogol 400. Polysorbate 80, titanium dioxide, E171, iron oxide red, E172 or 50 mg, 200 mg and 300 mg tablets, iron oxide yellow, E172 or 50 mg, 200 mg and 300 mg, iron oxide black, 50 mg and 300 mg tablets. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Tevatiapine XR tablets do not contain gluten or lactose. What tevatiapine XR looks like. Tevatiapine XR tablets are biconvex oblong shaped and are debossed with Q and the strength on one side and plain on the other. Tablet coloring is as follows. 50 mg Ur brown, Ostar 2, 4, 9, 7, 1, 2. 150 mg Ur white, Ostar 2, 4, 9, 7, 5, 2. 200 mg in a yellow, Ostar 2, 4, 9, 7, 7, 2. 300 mg in a light yellow, Ostar 2, 4, 9, 7, 9, 2. 400 mg in a white, Ostar 2, 4, 9, 8, 1, 2. All strengths are available in packs of 60 tablets. Who distributes tevatiapine XR? Teva Pharma Australia Pty Ltd. Level 1, 37 Epping Road. Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. This leaflet was updated in January 2022.